Hello and welcome to the DiMartini Show. It's an educational opportunity with the purpose of guiding you to greater life empowerment. If you would love to design your life with intention and create lasting fulfillment, there is a pathway. In this episode, Dr. DiMartini explains how living in alignment with your highest values activates ever greater clarity, creativity, meaning, and purpose. This show is hosted, of course, by Dr. John DiMartini, a human behavior expert, internationally published author, and a global educator with over 5 decades of research into maximizing human awareness and potential. He is on a mission to help you master your mind and live a truly fulfilled life. Each week, he shares insights into human behavior that can help you to have a deeper understanding of yourself and others, while also giving you practical tools that will help you to expand your power, your influence, and your inspiration. Before we start, just know that if you'd love to access the links or the show notes from this episode, that you can find them in the description. And if you're new here, be sure to follow the DiMartini Show so that you never miss a new release. Now, let's join Dr. DiMartini for this week's episode. You are the creator of your life. Enjoy.
You have the capacity to create a life that you really love. You can be, in a sense, master of your fate, captain of your ship, and basically the director of your destiny. That is basically when you set goals and objectives that are truly congruent with what you value most, where you're most authentic. Each individual has a set of priorities, a set of values they live their life by, things that are most to least important in life. When they are setting objectives that are aligned and congruent with what they value most, they are spontaneously active, disciplined, reliable to go and achieve it. You don't need outside motivation or reminding or incentives to get you to go and act. So when you set goals or objectives that are congruent, you increase your efficiency and effectiveness at creating what you want in life. Your achievements levels go up. Your fulfillment level goes up. Your feeling of purpose and meaning and inspiration go up. Your self-worth goes up. Anytime you're living by higher values, your self-worth goes up. Anytime you try to live by lower values, it goes down. And it goes down as a feedback to let you know you're not being authentic. Your authentic self revolves around your highest value. Tell me what your highest value in the list of values that you live by. I'll tell you who you are, at least in that moment in life. As your values are evolving, your identity is evolving. But your greatest achievement, your greatest creativity, your ability to co-fashion your life the way you want is maximized when you live congruently according to what you value most. I have a value determination process that's free on my website, drdmartini.com. Thousands, if not millions of people have gone and used it. Take a moment to go through it. Fill out 13 questions and really be honest with the answers. Really be thoughtful and present when you're going through the questions and listen to the little videos to help you on this. Because identifying what's really, really most important to you in your life is a very crucial role in achievement. Anytime you set goals that are aligned with your highest values and you achieve them, your self-worth goes up and you feel grateful. Anytime you set goals or fantasies that are not really aligned, you procrastinate, hesitate, frustrate. You tend to doubt yourself, have uncertainty, question it. You need motivation. I don't need motivation to do what I do. I'm very clear about what my mission is. But some people, if they need motivation, it's because they're trying to be somebody they're not. They're trying to be second at being somebody else instead of first at being authentic to themselves. So if you want to master the ability to be creative, and I believe that we're here on the planet to create our lives. You know, if you stop and look at when you've been most fulfilled in life, it's when you're doing something of service to other people that's making a difference. And you're creating that, and you can create that in a way that is meaningful in your life. I've been master planning my life and mapping out how I want my life since I was 17. I'm 71. The numbers are reversed now. So I've been doing it a long time, and I've been blessed to be able to create significantly what I set out for. So it'd be impossible to convince me you can't design your life and lay it out. You can live by design, or you can live by other people's expectations and duties. One is really fulfilling, and one is less fulfilling in my experience. So taking the time to set goals that are aligned and congruent with your highest values. When you do, your blood glucose and oxygen goes into your forebrain. It activates the medial prefrontal cortex, the executive center. It helps you in strategic planning. It helps you mitigate risks. It helps you think out with foresight how you want to achieve things. It makes you spontaneously act, where you're not having to be reminded, motivated. You're intrinsically driven. You're in your highest values, where in the lower values, when you're trying to be somebody you're not, you have to be motivated. I don't want to be motivated. Motivation is a symptom, never a solution for mastering life. So if you are living congruently and living by the highest values, what you feel is your identity, you're feeling like you're doing what you feel called to do. You feel you're fulfilling your destiny. You know, a sign that you're really congruent is you feel it's impossible for you not to fulfill what you're setting out for. You feel it's destined. You feel inspired by it. It brings a tear of gratitude even thinking about it. You're just automatically, your innermost dominant thought becomes that. And your actions go spontaneously in that direction. And you tend to prioritize your life that way. And you see it in your mind's eye. And you can articulate it to somebody else clearly. And you feel inspired by it and are grateful for doing it. And you tend to want to write those inspirations down and map it out and plan it and think it through and have foresight instead of hindsight. And you can achieve. And we're here to be a creative person. We're here to design our lives. You know, you think about it this way. If you don't empower your life, other people are going to overpower you. Any area of your life you don't empower, you're going to be overpowered. If you don't empower yourself business-wise, you'll be told what to do. If you don't empower yourself mentally, you'll be told what to think. You don't empower yourself financially, you'll be told what you're worth. You don't empower yourself in your relationship, you'll be doing honey-do stuff around the house you don't want to do. You don't empower yourself socially, you'll be told the misinformation campaigns and mass media distortions you get. You don't empower yourself physically, you'll be told what drugs to take and organs to remove. If you don't empower yourself spiritually, you'll probably subordinate to some dogma of some geocentric anthropomorphic deity of punishment reward instead of an inspirational life and love. So I'm a firm believer in taking command of your life and being creative. You're here to be creative. You're here to be a co-fashioner of your life. You're not going to create matter out of energy necessarily, but you're going to take the matter that's there and you're going to reform it and with your thoughts and turn them into things. There's a movie that I was blessed to be involved in, How Thoughts Become Things, that you may enjoy, or you may remember The Secret 20 years ago on the power of thought in creating things. But I really believe that you're here to create an amazing life. I wrote a book, You Can Have an Amazing Life in Just 60 Days, and I really believe you can. If you apply the principles and methodologies that stand the test of time on creativity and on mastering your life, you can. And if for some reason you think that somehow, you know, you need to be psychiatric to be creative, I have some people actually believe that they have to be depressed to be creative or something. You don't. In fact, all of the emotions distract you from maximizing your creativity. When you are highly polarized and highly impulsive and instinctual and distracted by the seeking and avoiding mechanisms that cause volatility, you're not going to maximize your creativity. You're most creative when you're inspired and grateful and loving what you're doing and enthused and certain and very present with something that's really mapped out and clear and meaningful. So that's why I'm a firm believer in writing out your objectives, clarifying them and getting them so clear and concise that there's no question what you're going to do. And then prioritize your life, delegating lower priority things, sticking to higher priority things and going after them. And making them real. And you can achieve it. If Elon Musk can work towards going to Mars, I wonder what we can do. You know, I mean, he's a pretty extraordinary guy and he's demonstrating the power of creativity and living authentically in that direction and sticking to something. You build incremental momentum when you are setting goals that are really congruent. You don't stop. You're relentless. And you feel it's impossible not to fulfill it. It's just destined. And I really believe that we have that accessibility. And whenever we are on track with who we are, we get tears of inspiration and confirmation of authenticity in our daily life. And those are really guides to mastering life. So you're here to be a creator. You are creative. your genius sitting there. Maybe it's dormant. Maybe you haven't recognized it, but it becomes aware. You become aware of your own genius when you live congruently with your own highest values, because that's where it is. That's where you're spontaneously inspired to act, and you don't need motivation, and that's where you're most dedicated.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track, and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
You know, mine is in the area of teaching. I've been teaching 53 years and I love it. And that's what I do every day. And so that's where my creativity has been most expressed. But you have that. Whatever is highest on your values, where it is. So go online, go to do the value determination process, and get clear about what's really important to you, and ask yourself, what are the highest priority actions I can do today to fulfill that and to make that real? And how do I serve ever greater numbers of people doing that? That way you get the reward of doing what you love and getting paid for it, making your vocation and vacation, and you're inspired by it. And that way you don't have to have a Monday morning blues, windy hump days, thank God it's Friday's week, friggin' end, distraction life. And you can't wait to get up in the morning and be of service, so people can't wait to get your service. So you're a creator. Create your life the way you'd love. That's one of the reasons I teach the Breakthrough Experience program and the Master Planning program, to help people master their lives and be creators and design the life that they dream. At the end of your life, you're going to be asked, did you do everything you could with everything you're given? What is your answer? If you really mapped it out, you worked towards something that was meaningful to you. Some people say, well, there's no meaning in life except what we give it. Well, I'm okay with that. But your meaning in life is going to come from what you decide you're going to give meaning to. You know, I had a dream when I was 17 to travel the world and teach. I've lived it. I'm manifesting it right here. I'm literally sailing on the sea right now, teaching and traveling the world. And I believe that you can do the same. And I want you to take the time to prioritize your life according to what you value most. Set goals that are really congruent with what's meaningful most. And take incremental momentum and baby steps into big dreams and just keep working on it. And you're a creator. Create your life. You're a co-fashioner on the planet. I think that's one of the great skills that human beings do. They have the will to create, and you're a creator. So I think you're made in the image of how the universe was set up. However it was set up, we can talk on philosophical and theological and cosmological ideas here, but I believe that human beings somehow evolved or have a creative evolvement for the sake of continued creation. From the time we were a little child wanting to create our dreams to the time we're adult manifesting our dreams, go for it. Give yourself permission to be the creator that you're designed to be.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.